submitted for your approval. I'm John Johnson, and we'll explore the sportsmanship dimension next on MHSAA Perspective.
There's more than one way for kids to take part in high school sports. The MHSAA, in cooperation with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Foundation, will again provide aspiring sports broadcasters and video producers the chance to be recognized through the Student Broadcasting Awards. For more information, visit the MAB Foundation website at mishmab.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Years ago, The Twilight Zone made its television debut on CBS. The Rod Sterling classics, which continue to resonate with viewers today, stories with universal messages about society's ills and the human condition. One must always have a vast and timeless dimension in full view when it comes to high school sports, and that dimension is sportsmanship, where our educational games daily fight the bad jock syndrome of other sports at other levels by other sponsors. Such reports come to the attention of the MHSAA office daily. Here's a recent sampling. A freshman football coach pushes a referee in a post-game tirade. A varsity football coach gets tossed from a youth football game he was coaching. A parent comes down out of the stands during a soccer game and kicks a ball right on the officiating crew, which had just red-carded a player. These instances, and others like them, illustrate the need for constant vigilance when it comes to sportsmanship in interscholastic athletics. Our level of sport, the only true educational level of sport, needs all participants, coaches, players, and fans, to be held to a higher standard of behavior. There is no way to rationalize any of the incidents I've just mentioned, or to rationalize the behavior I'm about to describe. Amid these specific instances, schools must continue to deal with that lone fan who makes life miserable for everyone in the stands, school administrators, and game participants. Unfortunately, they can be found in a lot of different places, and in a society that is increasingly becoming less civil, we have a greater reason than ever before to expose and expel these types from the educational athletic classroom. I generally don't like giving specific individuals like this who seek attention more attention. I read an article, though, last week about a fan with a penchant for booing officials. His rationale, according to the article, is that they all stink. He's already been banned from attending games at some venues, and administrators are right to do so. Individuals like this try to wrap themselves in the First Amendment. Free speech, they say. Sorry, but when you buy a ticket to an event, be that a movie, a concert, or a sporting event, you've purchased a license to be able to attend the event, and certain conditions do apply. In other words, you checked your rights at the door. Inciting behavior, such as yelling fire in a theater, will get you tossed out of that venue. In fact, you might be charged with a crime for doing so. You made the choice to buy your ticket, and with that comes a responsibility to conduct yourself appropriately. Sporting events allow for some dissent, some disagreement, to be expressed during a contest. But penalties apply between the lines for coaches and players who cross them, and they must also apply to spectators. Besides, what kind of a lesson are you teaching your kid when you blast anyone and everyone on the field? All you're doing is sowing the seeds for a future generation of poor sports. Submitted for your approval. If this person and others of his ilk think that the officiating in high school games is that bad, then they ought to man up and put on the stripes themselves. But that won't happen. They don't have the courage to do so. They illustrate a human illness, which unfortunately shows a real lack of understanding about educational athletics and a lack of respect for its participants and its administrators. They are truly something out of the Twilight Zone.